From what day I may find out, certain people not like me. Happy one cuckers bag a thing now. Makes true me I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Smith Nothing is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
The pioneer just a kicks up, and a hip-hop apocalypse up. You can't see the star to the tint up, plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link tough. How much ice does a hurt on me ring so? From what day you may find out.
The Monday, May 22nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition. And we got lots to talk about coming in over the weekend. My God, we got lots to talk about. Lots to address. We should go today. They'll be on next Monday. But I'll still look out for that. I know a lot of things popping down there. And I don't know how busy Roscoe or Amish Rackley are today. I think they were involved with several things down there. So we'll keep an eye out on that. But like I said, we still got lots to talk about. And here's how you chime in. Phone lines are open. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259 in New Providence. Then toll free. Grand Bahama and anyone in the family island is 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. So now, got to hit you with your trivia because you know what you're playing for. Joker's Wild Party Passes. Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, and lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. Now, here's what we're working with today. And it's Monday. And give you a mid-range one. Too hard, because I know some of you have been to Carnival. And Jesus, we can talk about Carnival. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's what it was. And I'm out at anybody. Listen, we got depths of it to talk about. And I got love for all. But I can make fun of all, too. So you ought to be prepared. You know how your boy go. Come on now. Okay. So here's what you're working with. Today. Ooh, that's a good one, boy. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian families. Survey revealed that on average, or about half of the households will use at least 12 bottles of this in a year. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the hour, top of the 5 o'clock hour to get chances in. All right? Recent survey of 100 Bahamian families, average or about 50%, will use 12 bottles of this in a year. At least 12 bottles of this in a year. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Boy, you're lighting me up today. You're all on fuego. All right. And y'all checks in with all these answers and all them wrong? My God. Ketchup? No. And ketchup is with a K, by the way, texter, but thank you. Alcohol, I don't know what kind of alcohol you mean. Rubbing alcohol or drinking alcohol? You know, drinking alcohol, hell, that could be 12 could go in a day. 12 could go in a weekend. 12 could go a couple of hours. Okay? So, no, not bleach. Come on, not bleach again. Sometimes you use two bottles of bleach every week to clean. 2 times a week, four weeks in a month. That's 8 in a month. So, see? You all got it. I can make you all awake today. I can make you all awake. So while you all work on that, I'm going to work on the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. New arrivals in stock right now. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. And both of those locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right. So here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844. Huge headline. Atlantis can't dictate to us. Labor director. No employer determines how we investigate. The government's relationship with Atlantis, the largest private employer in the Bahamas, appeared to be strained with Director of Labor Robert Farquharson making it clear that the Department of Labor won't be dictated to by the resort as it investigates what he has said to be in reports of staff intimidation. Farquharson was asked by, asked his reaction to a statement made on Thursday by Atlanta Senior Vice President of Government Affairs and Special Projects, Juan Roberts, who's been on the guest on the show a couple of times, good guy, who said the resort is disheartened by the department's decision to conduct a survey to determine if employees were pressured or intimidated by a senior staff member. Now, hold on, have they done this in any other businesses that have allegedly had intimidation issued by the hierarchy, by upper management? Or is this a precedent? And what I find kind of ironic is I need Mr. to elaborate on something for me. And maybe we could get him on the show and he could break it down for us. Madam Producer, could we investigate to see if he could be a guest one day? Because we need to chop it up, Mr. Farquharson. Because I'm looking at this. Labor director, no employer determines how we investigate. Okay, fine. Maybe no employer determines how you investigate. But now I have to scratch my head. Because allegedly, you intervened on some workers in Abaco that had not been paid. 45 to be exact. And apparently now nothing's come of that since you decided to negotiate with the owners. So who's really dictating that investigation? Because obviously the paybooks are there. You can see who's been paid or who hasn't been paid. And if 45 behaviors have been not paid, they need to be compensated. So I'm wondering if you could elaborate on the nuts and bolts of that. And then also, we've had a guest on the show, a regular on the show, Mr. Toby Smith, raised a great point. Maybe they don't dictate on how you investigate, but we've already brought up a point of interest there. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they dictate to how you allow foreign nationals to work in the country, maybe. Because how can Rhode Islands and no Bahamians? Bahamians should be compensated for working those areas. Those are jobs Bahamians can do. And this has been going on for a long time. All I'm going to say is, remember, I'm a cruise ship brat. I grew up on the Emerald Seas. Okay? So come correct when you talk to me about that, because I know how that thing goes long time. So tell me, what do they not dictate to, Mr. Farquharson? Because I'm seeing a couple of areas where they dictate to you. Pretty clear. So, what's it going to be? I mean, at the end of the day, this is a lot of gray areas here. A lot of red flags, too. But chime on in. I think we have a winner, too. Yes, we do. Let me just double check. All of y'all in the kitchen. All of y'all calling every condiment known to mankind. Who ain't in the kitchen? In the bathroom or in the bedroom. No cologne, no perfume, no deodorant. No, not mouthwash, not bleach. Not hot sauce. Not detergent. Okay. Yes, we've got a winner. We got a winner. And I had to check the time. One came in at 4:15, one came in at 4:18. So 4:15 is the winner. The texter, I'm going to text you right now, who texted in lotion at 4:15. Bingo! You know These some lotion moisturizing using mofos in this country. Heck, I use 12 bottles of lotion every year on myself. On myself. Especially that cocoa butter lotion. My, for Christ's sake. Come on now. That's a good one I got to all the day. And they said at least 12. So that leaves the door open for more. Yes, boy, but that was a good one, boy. I got you. And I guess the person who texted in, I guess you're a lotion buyer. Are you very ashy and you just made a guess? One out of two. But you're the winner. So send me your info, please. I just texted you. All right? So you gone like Biggie Small say, from ashy to classy right there, boom. You just won the prize. You hooked up. All right? So the answer today was moisturizer lotion. All right? All right. Now, you can chime on in. Some more headlines coming at you as well. Straw vendors, hopefully Cruiseport will be good for business. It needs to be good for business. And where's the straw market going to benefit from? Is it going to benefit on a second layer or a different location? I mean, at the end of the day, we want to see them benefit. We want to see Bahamians benefit in all layers and portions of society. F&M blast corporate income tax, green paper, government response. One thing about Mr. Pintock, boy, he doing what the opposition's supposed to do. Hold the government accountable. And the government lashed back at Free National Movement leader Michael Pintock yesterday after he called the recently released green paper on corporate income tax half-baked. The Green Paper Corporate Income Tax, CIT Strategies for the Bahamas, presents four possible new tax structures for businesses in the country that will align to tax the policies of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, Pillar 2 rules. Ah, boy. So now more taxes are coming. And it's in the business section in The Guardian, so read the full story there. But there's four options. And I'm saying, can't we think of other options apart from taxation? I'm just saying. Can't we think of other options? Because eventually, the more you tax, the trickle down going to come, and you know who's going to be on the backs of, right? Me and you, more than anybody else. 63 of 100 new police trucks hit the streets. The first 37 of 100 police trucks acquired by the Royal Bahamas Police Force were deployed on Friday, with another 63 trucks expected in the country soon. Now, how long are they going to last? Because if you ride around in the back of Oaksfield in the police graveyard in the compound, boy, plenty money sitting up there. And I know this day-to-day wear and tear and damage and exercise of duties and all of that, and exercise of duties. However, let's try to get a little proactive, man. If one break down or get kapunkle up, save whatever parts you can so you could use it for the next one to turn up broke down instead of parking all two up. You know? Anyway, if they all broke up, I get it, from wear and tear. Try salvage what you could. All right, let me get to these couple of texts before I get to the break. And then we get right to the break. All right, well, I appreciate you first hour listeners getting ready to get all fired up in the sports. I'm glad I won you over. I'm glad Pearly won you over. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. All right, let me see. All right, I'm glad to know you're a big South Florida sports fan. I give you a green check with the Hurricanes and the Marlins. The Panthers, the Heat, and the Dolphins, well, you could go talk to Pearly on that. You go side with him because you get no love from me on this side. But yeah, glad to know you're going to expand into the 5 o'clock hour now, too, and rap for your teams. That's good stuff. What else we got? Naughty great show as usual. I don't believe that because Bahamians are not easily intimidated as far as the vote. I get it. Yeah, I mean, Bahamians, good to let the boss know. What you trying to do, intimidate us with this polling? Oh, what's going on? I get your point. Yeah, you texted at 4:17. The winner texted at 4:15. And I got Madam Producer here to witness it. And I know who this is. Always getting legal. You turn into lawyer. Let me call Wayne Monroe. I got a job for you in national security. Yes, man. Or maybe Ryan Pinder, AG's office. And you talk more than Ryan Pinder now anyway, though. So we could use you there. We'll get a statement. Anyway, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We're going to get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shears. And we got to talk carnival. We got to talk some other things, too. But we can talk carnival, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Or whatever you buzzing on. Chime on in. The lines are open. Let's get it. The Monday edition of Talking Heads continues. Monday, May 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Monday, May 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Time to get up into The Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday. Ladies, especially just for you, new arrivals. And don't forget, they got your summer sandals and your summer wedges. Be sure to check them out on that. Your fast fashions and your workwear were all the accessories to go along with. All right, so be sure to check them out. And now they have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at John's. All right, so check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. both locations. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. All right, I want to know what you take is on Carnival. That's what they buzzing on. The good about it is, I'm glad to see people enjoyed themselves. Those carnival revelers who like that carnival, if that's your thing, y'all did it. Y'all rocked out till you clock out. Y'all had a good time. It was all good. Your costumes For the most part, looked like y'all put your money into it, enjoyed yourself, the good, the bad, the ugly, the big, the small, the medium, the large, the extra large. It's all good. I'm glad you had fun. However, as you had fun, you always know you got naysayers and you got people who always got to comment. Listen, body shaming people. For what? You think they ever got time to check with your insults and your little commentary on social media? Because you're a keyboard warrior, don't have the courage to come out in public and do something, just hide on the keyboard and talk smack? You think they worried about you? They getting their carnival on? I dare you say something to one of them big girls in public. See if they wouldn't kung fu slap you. Okay? To each his own. If that's their thing, let the people enjoy it, number one. And then if you're out there carnivaling in your costume, you should know well there will be a segment of us, like myself, in good spirit, might give you a little joke or two here or there. You got to be able to take a little one or two of them. But I'm not saying body shaming or insults or anything like that. But for the most part, people look like they had a good time. So for that, I'm happy. Now, you got some of the bad. Always you got idiots parking every which way where they shouldn't park. Double and triple parking, blocking up residences, blocking up businesses, hogging up all the parking, blocking up the road. That don't make no sense. Just take a couple of minutes to get there a little bit early and find a spot, or if you realize certain areas are overrun, do the next best thing. But use your head. Let common sense reign. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A special...
Sparky.
Right here, good buddy, good brethren.
What you got for me today?
You know, first of all, I wanted to ask you your introductory song today. Now, I know I've gotten a little older from last year to this year. I know my ears and my left ear. They said for some time now, I've developed 50% hearing in my left ear. Right ear is normal. That song, or whatever that was, you came on that rapping song or something. I don't know what language that was in.
Uh-huh.
But I find it very, very difficult to understand the words in those type of songs because majority of the time, the volume of the music is almost on the same level as the singer. You know, I can understand a song like Jerry Butler, Frank Sinatra, and you know the golden oldies.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to rap and the fella singing, but the band just as loud as the rapper.
Well, see that,
and he's singing in a foreign language. What is the destruction of the English language? I find that hard to believe in the Bahamas. Why we say foreign things are always better?
Well, just so you know, Sparky, that happens to be a Bahamian artist, the late, great MDs, one of my good brethren for years. And you know the lyrics in there, too. You know, like you say, I don't care who don't like me, man. I go on to do my thing and just do it like Nike.
I understand exactly what you said. I understand you're younger than I am.
Better looking, too.
But the set I came from, you see? I'm just saying, this is only my opinion, like everybody... has one.
Everybody, like belly button, everybody got one and nobody believe they got linen in it. It's all good.
Yeah, you know, like the rectum, everybody got the rectum, but the rectum isn't a bad word, but if you call it by any other name, it's a cuss word, right?
Right.
But what I was saying, or the second thing I was saying in regards to the carnival, I was going out to see the carnival because I enjoy activities like Junkaloo and things like that. But because of my health situation, I decided that I was just going to stay home, listen to radio, watch some TV, and I know I would see the pictures that come. I know my group and people would send me pictures practically all day. But from what I've seen, and I can say this is only my opinion, you said to each their own.
Correct.
That is the nastiest looking carnival in my eyesight that I ever saw. To me.
Oh, that's...
I'm a Bahamian man just like you. We love the figure of the female human. For some reason, God designed the female body to attract men. The way they walk, the way they shape, the way they look, the way they smell, they naturally attract men. I don't care if you're a married man, a single man, or what. I don't care. I tell any girlfriend I have, any woman I have, that if you see me looking at a beautiful, attractive lady, don't get mad. Don't say that to me because I ain't going to stop. God made that for me to look at.
And you're quite the eligible bachelor today, right, Sparky?
But what I'm saying
is,
I'm a bachelor today. I was married before. I can't count the amount of women I had in my lifetime and hotel rooms that I slept up in and hotel rooms that I traveled to be in.
You the great Sparky?
And homes in the United States in my time.
You used to get on like that, Sparky?
But hey, in my time, it was a good time.
That's why they call you Sparky. You used to spark it up here. You used to light things up here.
No. What happened is, you remember when CB radio came out?
Uh-huh.
Okay, the first place I went to install my CB radio, it didn't work when I got home, so I went back to him. He told me the car spark plugs was interfering with it, so he put some resistance on the spark plug. So when I went to test it, it was a Johnson 250-something. And when I went to test it, one fella came out of life, he said, who the hell that is? Just boys over there with. So then the mechanic who put the thing together was said, I said, well, what handle? I didn't even know what a handle mean. A handle mean nickname.
Right.
So I said, I don't have no handle. I never had no nickname. Everybody just called me Vince Fountain. He said, well, I can name you Sparky because the spark plug had something to do with your radio. And when I came on, I said, breaker, 1-5. Sparky, break it and standing by. And that boom.
And you ain't shut up from that day to this.
And
you got
I
on CB radio,
bucket.
Radio, TV, any which way you could talk and run your mouth, you'd find a way to do it.
And I was a bucket butt and a ratchet joy ever since. And the bestest. But what I'm saying is, my opinion is, to me, that is the filthiest carnival I ever saw. And the thing that children along the route had to see the same things that I saw. And I heard nothing from the Christian Council. Nothing from the government that allowed it. And we say this is a Christian nation. One time ago in my lifetime, we had something called indecent exposure where a tourist could not walk down Bay Street with a bikini on. You could go to the beach with a bikini on. I think that's in the law, indecent exposure. Nobody said anything about that. I saw a woman out there. It looked like she only had on a shoelace between her legs. I saw a man in a video on the back. What he was doing, for God's sakes, that went viral all over everybody, I believe everybody's cellular. And to me, I'm naughty. This is only Sparky's opinion. Those are the filthiest Bahamian women that I have ever.
Hey, Sparky, I agree with you, man. I mean, you got your right to your opinion, and that is your opinion. I agree with you on that point. Other people don't see it that way. I see it like this. If people, there's a section of a population that want to go out and party like that, go ahead. Now, I will say, if you have more divots on your bungee than a golf ball, maybe you shouldn't wear dental floss. Maybe you should wear some spandex to cover all of that up. Because when you got little children counting the divots in your bungee and your butt cheeks, yeah, that's not maybe what you want to see. But I still want you to have a good time, right? So cover that up a little bit. Now, like the old people used to say when I was growing up back in the day, now if you got it, like if you really got it and you want to flaunt it, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's your rights. But then also understand there will be backlash just to the different elements of society that may not find that palatable. But that's just going to be something we're going to have to work through. That's opinion-based. But I will say, too, some of this false advertising, that spandex is a lie, though. For some of you small people and for some of you bigger people. Spandex is a lie. Anyway, great show as usual. Watch out who you dance with in carnival, because even though it looks like it might be a woman and smell like a woman, it still not might be a woman. It could be a man. All right, yeah. Everybody saw the pictures floating around. Carnival at your own risk. That's all I'm going to say. If you have a Caitlyn Jenner moment, hey, leave it on Carnival. What happened to Carnival? Stay in Carnival. Only the people who saw I go down in Carnival will laugh at you. Nobody else will know. All right, fine. All y'all secret texters who text me from work, I appreciate you texting me from work. Just send me the family member who you want to pick up your prize, and it will stay in complete anonymity. Why do I feel like we should be playing the Mission Impossible music right now? Like, dun, 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 doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo. Texture, your name will remain private and confidential until your family member picks up your prize. This message will self-destruct in 3 seconds. That was always cool, and it was always longer to self-destruct in 3 seconds. I thought it was going to blow up, and it just started to smoke, and then a little burn. I wanted that to just blow up, take out one of them, you know, take somebody out with it, you know? Anyhow, what's the deal with Sparky? He got an opinion, I got an opinion. Maybe he should give it a rest. What does he have to do? Wait, wait. Sparky needs to give it a rest. What do he have to do so with anything to get his point across? And if he has a problem with the song, then don't listen to the show or don't call. Sparky, what's wrong with you, man? Sometimes you hear and act like you didn't hear, shaking my head, sucking my teeth. And obviously you run the text to Hot Sparky because their predictive text had them boot right up. All right. Hey, Naughty, I'm in set like the old people would say, but Sparky, and I love doing it like Nike. I listen out for it every day. Please keep playing it. As far as the carnival, see, Sparky, there you go. Listen, do me a favor, Dexter. Get with Sparky. Take him with 2 brown bottles and some music and get him caught up for me, all right? And if you need more brown bottles, check me back and I'll support. You know, I'll sponsor some for y'all, all right? As far as the carnival is concerned, some of the people look like they had nothing on and the shapes were deplorable. So is the act of a man on a woman's butt. Children should not have been out there. It was so vulgar. Keep the good works up, Naughty. Naughty, the people in Sodom and Gomorrah did what made them feel good, too. You see what happened to them? If you believe in God, that is. Yeah, I believe in God, and God make ugly, and he don't like it, too. Anyway, let's get to the body-shaming phrases. It's used oftenly. A big woman like Lizzo is being glorified, even though she could afford personal chef trainers, etc., to lose weight easier than the average person. Child, I ain't surprised. Okay, so you condone body shaming? Is that what I'm getting? Or you just don't like Lizzo? Are you a big girl that's jealous of Lizzo? Is this big girl on big girl hate? Is this what it is? Get me to the break. I don't have time to deal with big girl on big girl hate today. I love you, Texter. I love Lizzo. But we talking carnival. Maybe you ever think Lizzo like to eat and she want to eat whatever her chef cook and she don't want to eat the healthy stuff? She want to eat whatever? If I had a chef right now to make me and the crew in here steak, lobster, filet mignon, you think we worrying about it? We eating? Madam Medusa, we eating or we not eating? We eating. Come on, Texter, you'd be eating too. Let's get to the break. You know you wrong.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking. Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shadow,
we want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you right here on the Monday, May 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Wrapping up the buzz real quick. Naughty, she needs to lose weight. She's too rich not to be as healthy as possible. I agree. Lizzo should get what she's got for her going career-wise. You know, maybe get in a little better shape. You know, we lost Big Pun back in the day at the height of his career. You know what I mean? But, you know, and sometimes, you know, people have their issues. I lost a good comedian friend, Ralphie May, same way. And the ironic thing is, I work with Ralphie at the Atlantis. This was in November. We made plans to go on tour in February of the following year. Ralphie was gone that January. Yeah. So I get it. Naughty, the women you just described, had it not been for them, there would be no carnival. See the march dwindling compared to previous years? I was there and was one of the organ. I was there and was there a way the organizers can charge a fee to watch the march? Oh, okay, to watch the march, yeah. Maybe you should. They should do it on pay-per-view and broadcast it live, you know? But at the end of the day, like I said, to each his own getting out there, but there's things that needs to be worked on. So Joe Public that doesn't enjoy Carnival isn't annoyed, and the people who do enjoy Carnival aren't annoyed, and people get along, and they know it's going to be for a certain period of time. You know, this is where you park for this event. This is where you park for that event. You can't park here for this event. You can't park here for that event. All right? But at the end of the day, it's not going anywhere. So you need to sit down and that's how, since it's not going anywhere, then just to continue finger pointing and insult hurling. Because that doesn't improve the product or the experience for anyone. Now I got to look at this one right here, too. This, oh, Lord, here we go. This is another good one right here. Naughty, I'm so annoyed about the disabled parking. We need to have a demonstration with the disabled persons and their supporters. Please keep on talking and supporting us who are disabled. Blessings. Listen, it's so ironic you said that. Big bold on Sunday, all right? Super Value, Cable Beach. You know, when I drive in, I just make sure, because I'm not one of them idiots. If I'm driving a car that has the handicap decal, if nobody in the car is handicapped, then I'll park in the back. In normal parking. If I have somebody in the car with me who's handicapped, then I'll use the spot. So I will always check, though, do my due diligence to see if I got any jabronis in their parking who aren't handicapped. Sure enough, first drive-through, going in, everybody had their decal. I was happy. Spaces were available for the handicapped parkers, and they were being used by handicapped vehicles, which was good. Coming out, always one entitled son of a gun that thinks they better than everybody else. All right? In a Crown, in a Toyota Crown, not one of the old Crowns, but a newer model, silver model, license number AC AC 9198. All right? And I'm just saying, for all the things, the good, the bad, and the ugly we talked about, Silver Crown AC 9198, about Carnival, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you still win my Bungie of the Day Award for taking up the parking space, the handicap parking, and you're out of handicap. No decal, no flyer, no nothing. No sticker. Nobody sitting in the car to say, well, no, I'm a handicapped person, and they ran in for me. Nothing. You know you're wrong. You know you're wrong. I got multiple offenders from Harbor Bay. They chime back in. I got some from over the weekend. And you're all starting a problem out there as well. Starting a problem as well out there at Old Fort Shopping Plaza as well. Okay, and you got a repeat offender out there. And apparently, you know, stopped by the Naughty Johnny's over the weekend. And one of the customers in there told me, Naughty, I heard the message. That black Suburban does that. You need to light them up for past infractions, because I'm sure they'll do it again over the weekend, or they'll do it again next week. So I just want to remind the driver of that black Suburban, that 2022 model, license number AY0054. You multiply offended last week in the same day in handicap parking at Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Please don't make that a habit this week, all right? You won, you know, Bungie of the Week last week because you did that 2 in 1 day. Nobody could outdo you because you gave a double dose, all right? Please don't end up in that category again this week, all right? And again, send me pictures right here to the text lines, powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Get them in and we'll get them on. We'll light them up. And we'll keep them out of their parking spots. Naughty, what is Sparky saying? They was dirty or they wore revealing clothing? If it's the latter, tell him to shut the hell up and keep his personal values to himself. And the Christian Council need to stick to what their job is. To talk to and about the church, nothing else. Carnival have always been like this. Why the hell are you bringing your young kicks? Why the hell are you bringing your young kicks? I don't get the last part text, but I get the most part. You're fired up. I got it. Oh, young kids. I got you. Yeah, you were fired up. That predictive text got you. I got you. I got you. I got you. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, I'm Nani. Sorry to call back.
Don't tell me in your feelings, Sparky. Come on now.
You know with the parking situation with the handicap?
Uh-huh.
You know what I did with one fella? One security guard would be outside.
What'd you do?
I told him, I said, brother, you know, you could make all kind of money, you know. I said, all you got to do is sit there and the handicap plate. The place and go there without a sticker, parking handicap. When they go inside, call your friend with the wrecker. Tell the wrecker man, charge him $100 to move the car and give you $50. By the end of the week, you have more money than the damn boss pay you.
Sparky, I know a friend who got a wrecker, man. You ain't want to do something?
You get a brown bottle money. Got a wrecker. Say, hey, bro, park around the corner. Every time somebody parked by Kelly's right in that spot there, I could call you. So when he go inside, I call you, grab it, take the car around the corner, get you $100, and bring me $50 back. Me and you make an extra money all week. Try that.
I got you, Sparky. Sparky had to put it back. I believe Sparky was in his feelings. He wanted to deal with them taxes, but you know, it's an opinion-based Monday, man. We airing it out. Speaking of airing it out, man, before we get to the break, let me get into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60. Don't forget that Crazy Tuesdays. You get 10 pieces. You got 5 pieces of chicken for $10. That included 2 thighs, 2 legs, and a wing. All right, get it original. Get it spicy. Get it mixed up. Get it with barbecue. It's all good. All right, be sure to check it out at your favorite KFC location. Crazy Tuesdays. All right, and here's the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. Caller, I'll get to you in a second. I see you. All right, football great and civil rights champion Jim Brown has died at 87. We mentioned that on the weekend going in on Friday. Andy Rourke, the bass player and founding member of the iconic British rock band The Smiths, has died of cancer. He was 59. 76-year-old Jimmy Buffett had to cancel last Saturday night's show in Charleston, South Carolina after a sudden trip to the hospital. Jimmy said he had to address some issues that needed immediate attention. Why does that sound like Jimmy had a Viagra accident? I'm wondering. Michael J. Fox says he was wanted. He was offered the Patrick Swayze role in Ghost, but he turned it down. In his words, "I'm an effing idiot." No, you're not, Michael. You're still a good guy. We're still rooting for you as well too. While there have been rumors of trouble in paradise between Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, they showed up together at last week's Sports Illustrated swimsuit party. Megan is among this year's swimsuit models. I know. You think because, you know, we got all kind of people as a swimsuit model this year. Anybody could be a swimsuit model, I guess. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Okay. I guess you're not patient. I know that much. Okay. Well, like I said, that Sports Illustrated left a lot to be desired, though. Yeah. I mean, it's been a dish, you know. I mean, you got Martha Stewart on there. That kind of changes things up. Total different perspective for me. Where they was going, putting her there is beyond me. Just saying. How'd she get there? That's all I'm saying. Or was that a bad dream? Or was that a bad hoax? Please tell me I fell for an internet hoax. My God, that was not a good look. But that's Snoop Dogg's homegirl, so I guess it was endorsed by the Snoopster. But let's go to the phone lines. Naughty, I forgot to take the picture and get the number of the car I spoke to her, and she cussed me out. But I will not forget to take the license to tow the vehicle away. Then they will stop parking in the disabled spots. I am so annoyed. There you go. Oh, Lord. Anyway, it's about that time. I think we checked off all the bases. Now it's time for me to slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I wish I had a glazed donut breakfast sandwich right about now. I'm addicted to them. I had four of them the other day on the weekend. It's crazy good. The glazed donut, the egg, the cheese, the bacon, the sweet, the salty. What a pop. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take my break now. I might even have one stuck in my car. Hey, it'll be warm, at least. I'm going to go check on that, all right? Now I'll catch up with you guys on the flip side of the news, on the flip side of the break, in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. And boy, I tell you, my Lakers down 3-0, but guess what? If the broom come out, I hope they sweep LeBron clean out of LA the same time. Anyway, Musa.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back at you on the Monday, May 22nd edition of Talking Heads. 5:10 p.m. is the time. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6. I got Purdy going to zoom in short order, I'm quite sure. on a Monday. You know, you got lots to talk about. And I'm sure we'll hear from Mystery Dolphin, too. My God, the heat up tree to nothing. Dear God. You know that coming. Yes, indeed. Ah, boy. See what I tell you. And let's go to the phone lines. I'm going to show you need to zoom in. Because I'm sure this Mystery Dolphin on the line. This old sheethead right now. So as long as you know, let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio.
I'm in stock, so do
you. Hey, hold on. Before you even get into it, right?
You know, before I get into nothing.
Hold on. Stop. Tone it down. No. Tone it down. There was the bass in your voice when your Dolphins went quietly into the night and you lost that bet. So have that same energy now. All right. I'm glad you found your voice. Now,
I will answer you.
Let me just say this, and then I'll leave it for Pearly, who's zooming in now. Y'all two can get at it. Now, brother, between me and you, I don't have no problem with the Lakers getting swept. Hopefully, LeBron will get swept right out of L.A. at the same damn time.
Hey, you're the trader, but not you.
No. I'm not a trader because I'm loyal to my... Stop.
You was cozying up to the Lakers last week.
Stop. I am loyal to my opinion when I've stuck consistently to for 5 years. Never wanted him there. Never liked him before he came there. Don't like him there. Gone. And
okay,
everything
great.
I said that was coming, he is playing me right into looking like a genius. So
you
I don't mind.
Me,
but at the end of the day.
Like Rodney Monker.
No. Hold on. No.
Well, you
stop.
Can jump on that wagon.
It ain't Rodney Monker. It's Daryl Miller. Daryl, you're back. I never left. That's the quote. Remember, get it right. That's the quote. But like I said, I would always be a Laker fan, bro, but that don't mean I have to agree with what the decisions they're making.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Where's Pearly, please?
Pearly, is Pearly zoomed in? We got Pearly right here. You're not scared.
I would like to speak with him and you at the same time.
Well, you can go ahead and speak to him first. I hear
listen. Okay, now, first of all,
I got my broom in this radio station.
Hold on. Pearly. Let him know, Pearly. There's bass blast in his voice when the Dolphins get beat.
I can't hear Pearly.
On top of the world. But see, I ain't running.
I can't hear him.
To the bottom and I ain't running. But go ahead, Mystery. I can listen.
He's muted. I can't hear him.
No, I can hear him. You muted Mussy to him, but I can hear you clearly.
But I need to hear someone. I want to get this out. I want to hear him.
Pretty.
No. See, you can you hear me now, Mystery? Mystery. I even kind of dealt with Mystery Heat. Are you getting me now?
I guess not.
Okay. I have to turn my radio to have to hear him, but I can't hear him on the phone like I usually do.
All right.
I can't hear him.
I don't know what's gone wrong there. I do apologize. But let me say this. See, fellas, like y'all only call once in a blue moon. You consistently call
all right.
Like
let me say something.
You're on top of the
talking
world.
Naughty?
But I run in your
I heard something.
The bottom and I still hear face
to you,
my music.
Right. Now,
buddy,
I'm gonna repeat this. When the Dolphins lost, I was trying to get in.
No. She did. Hold on now. Just how you chimed in now and got through, you could have chimed in then and got through. We have lived that as a lie from the depths of hell. That is a lie from the bowels of hell. That is a lie from under Satan.
You know your problem is you wouldn't let me.
But you know what? Naughty, let me say this to Mystery. Mystery, let me say this to you. Let me say this to you, brother. You were right. You are very correct in your analogy of the Miami Heat and very correct in your analysis of the Miami Heat and your analysis of my Los Angeles Lakers.
I don't need no
error
from you. Let me
say this. Let me ratify myself.
I don't need you to patronize me.
I'm patronizing you. I'm giving you your credit. Better take this little bit of credit I'm giving you now.
I don't want your credit. We earned the credit. I don't want your credit.
I don't want you to patronize me.
Take your blows like a man.
All right. Wait a minute. Stop. Stop right there. Now, you need to run for politics because that hypocrisy right there won't fly. You could tell him to take his blows for losing, and you turn tail like a yellow-bellied sapsucker and disappear. You want to talk about being a man? Bring me your Miami Dolphin jersey like you owe me, Dolphin boy. Do that.
Hold on.
And pay the piper. Pay the piper before you go. Oh, stop. Before you go. How dare you go on party?
You always tell people who are sobbing in their tears.
No. You can always tell people who can call out a hypocrite for being a hypocrite.
listen, this is your platform. This is your show. Last week, I tried to call in, but you were playing pre-recorded shows. You was playing pre-recorded shows, so I couldn't call in because of the pre-recorded shows. I can hear you now.
You need to go into politics.
This is real. So now let me speak for a moment, please.
Give me a minute. And I give you a minute. 30 seconds. Let's go.
You, Pearly, that the Joker was going to make a joker out of you, and the Joker was going to make a joker out of me. Pearly, you remember from day one, you were saying those players are just playing their role, playing their role. Now they're defying all odds, all odds. And I can imagine you, Pearly, sitting in your house, twiddling your thumbs, wondering what you was going to say today. Well, now the Lakers are down 0-3, and the Boston Celtics are down 0-3. It is finished, my brother.
One thing with me. I am a Laker. I don't go nowhere, but I am also a sports and analyst.
You have
sports
no choice.
Hear me carefully now. Easy done, Nadia. I had a very busy day today on the little thing that I make my money off. But
so
I decided I was going to take a break. Let me finish. And I faced the music. I ain't running away from nothing, but I give you my analysis. The Miami Heat look very well. Everybody have come together. They're playing team ball
now.
I don't need that.
I don't want that from you. I don't want to hear that from you.
Let me say what is facts and truth.
Spare me.
Don't let me tell you what is facts and truth now. You got to let me talk.
You literally degraded the Miami Heat, so I don't want to hear that from you.
But I'm man enough to say I did, and I'm sure it's been you to get you to the win. You don't let man be man. I'm man enough to say I was wrong.
Now, hold on. Let me just interject something here, though, because I'm still waiting for my damn Dolphin jersey, which she had on me. I'm still waiting on that. So you won't get... No. I'm going to let that go now. Because you said, stop. I let you talk.
You want the shot?
Hold on, you are over time. You're 60 seconds. You're on mute now. You're 60 seconds over. Hold on. You're 60 seconds done. Madam producer got you, and she don't like the Dolphins neither. So hold on. Now let me tell you something. In the words of The Rock, I'm glad to see that you've evolved from being a Rudy Poo candy, you know what. You finally had a pair drop because your Heat won three games. But where was that same energy when your Dolphins ran silently into the night and my Cowboys had a better record and I won that bet? And homeboy on the wood in the Titanic. Because you bubbled, you gone, you disappeared. Everybody named Ma could get into this show. Anybody named Ma could get into this show, one way or another. But you couldn't get through miraculously? No. What you couldn't get through to was your testicular fortitude to man it up and pay your bet. But that's why I have you down as dolphin pawn scum. That's why I always stay jucking something in your blowhole. Because you ain't nobody. So now when you come back on here, just be prepared when you're dealing with me to bring a jersey, a dolphin jersey, and stick around. And after I use it for toilet tissue, I can line my grill with it, like I said, and I can watch your jersey burn. I was going to let you off the hook, but because of your insolence in this Miami Heat situation and going in on my boy Pearly and saying Pearly need to man it up, and you was a little less than little Miss Muffet hiding under toadstools when the Dolphins lost. Now, enjoy your Heat moment. Enjoy it. They've done a wonderful job getting to where they got. And like I told you, as far as the Lakers go, like I've been telling Pearly, I'm a Laker, but guess what? If this sweep mean LeBron gets swept out of LA faster, guess what? Let it play out. I don't care. Because in that big argument that I've been having for the last 5 years, who's looking pretty right today, Pearly?
I agree with you.
Silence is consent.
You wanted to put on another pre-recorded show today.
No, I didn't.
You didn't want to come on today. I know how you feel.
Listen.
You have to face the nation today, my brother.
Okay, let me tell you something. The only time I put on a pre-recorded show is when I have a family emergency, like my 91-year-old father with a broken neck.
I don't run from Rudy Poo like you.
Listen, I don't move me that I'm scared of y'all.
I only fear Jesus.
Listen to me, Mystery.
Listen to me, Mystery. It's good to have
you back, please.
And you got to get your blows.
Right, so bring them.
Mystery.
Yes, sir.
Listen carefully. Can we now finish throwing the blows? Can we now analyze the game and talk about what happened in the game and all that stuff?
Yes, I will hear you.
Can we do that now? Can you allow me to say what I have to say about the game? And you may like what I have to say. But see,
okay,
don't tell me.
Me
I can't I say it because I see, first of
okay,
all,
I'll
the
listen
point
to you, but I don't
on,
want
hear me
you.
Now. I listen to you. Listen to me.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
The first order of business is when I come on the show, I have, while I am a Laker fan, I also have to have a neutrality to my discussion and be able to analyze games and talk about it biasly. Now, when me and you banter like that, that's more for people listening and having more jokes. But when it comes down to seriously talking about the game, I take that seriously, my brother.
Go ahead.
I understand you can tease and all that. And I can live with that. But when it's time to talk about the analytics, don't tell me I can't do that, because that's what I'm here to do.
Go ahead.
All right? So when I look at the game, I know what I said about Miami. And then during the regular season, it was what was happening. Miami players were just doing their job and managing to get through it. Jimmy Butler, leader, probably one of the closest I see in terms of the mentality of basketball and the playoff to Kobe that I've seen in a long time, has shown what leadership is about. He's gotten those guys to buy into what they're doing. And when they're down, they jump on his shoulder and he say, ride with me, I carry y'all into the promised land. You go as far as Jimmy Butler carry you. I still stand by that. If he go down today, it over. I mean, I'm being realistic, and that is true. You will play well, but you will lose if he's down today from going forward. That's the bottom line. I'm not saying Boston will win this year because they're not over. Y'all take their heart already. Y'all take their soul. Y'all take everything but their lunch money. So they ain't got no more heart, and I believe it's a sweep. And L.A., the factor in L.A. is the Lakers.
Jam has done the same thing to the Lakers.
Game one, LeBron took an ill-advised jump shot because he won't be the star for the people to talk the next day, say, the GOAT took this great jump shot. No. Give each game same thing. In third game, the brother didn't have a three-pointer for the first two games. Hit two and think he can hit them all after that and miss five in a row because he got away from what the Lakers were doing. I put the sole game one loss and game two loss all on him. All on him. But I don't take away from that. Okay. My Lakers lost. Let me finish. And mind you, I believe the Lakers get sweep. I pray we win tonight so we don't get sweep and let's lose 5-1.
But I believe the Lakers could get sweep. I want to respond to you, number one, on behalf of the Miami Heat. Your narrative in the Knicks series, also in the Milwaukee series, when Miami played both of those teams, your narrative was on both of the opposing teams on what they can do.
I don't
to
run
be
from
better.
That. Yes.
Let me finish. I let you speak. Your narrative was on what they can do better. Not that the Miami Heat won and the Miami Heat did so well. Your narrative was on what Brunson could have done better, what Giannis could have done better. Those were the narratives. What Milwaukee could have done better, what Boston could have done better. It was never given the credit to the Miami Heat. You understand? That was your narrative.
No,
so I don't want you to throw no Weber out there, pity-patting Miami Heat and saying they did well or whatever.
All
you
right.
are literally embarrassed.
Okay,
I'm gonna give you a cushion treatment right now because I listened to you. Hold on, you got a Stephen A. Smith who's making eight million dollars a year on this was wrong. I listened to you. Okay, hold on. Narrative was never drawn to the Miami Heat. I can step in, bro. I start talking craziness like this. See, because
I got another call to get to, man. Mystery has been fun.
Before I said my analysis,
let's get to this.
And you still do that, man, and I don't appreciate that. But there's nothing wrong with me changing say wrong, you know. Stephen
yeah,
A. Smith,
wrong.
Who make $8 million a year, just did that.
Hey, and I waited for all y'all.
Way more money than me did that.
And I waited for all y'all to tell me I was wrong about LeBron in L.A. to come back and tell me I was right. I know how you feel, brother. I know how you feel. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Mr. Naughty, how are you, sir?
Hey, how are you, sir?
This is my first time calling your show, sir.
Hey, well, I'm glad. Don't let it be a last time. First time.
Okay. You have a guest there with you, eh?
Yeah, pretty man.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I am in top shape. How are you, my brother?
Yes, sir. I would like for you to please answer these questions for me.
Sure.
Please, both of you. When will the funeral service...
Hold on. Who are we talking to, though?
This is a fan of a sport.
But
I'm a great fan. They call me Mr. Laker, but I'm not a Laker right now. I have my...
Why are you not a Laker?
Because I'm not a fan of LeBron James.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
my
not a
brother!
Fan of him.
Brother!
In the eyes of Kobe, I am basically
brother!
Still in bereavement.
Brother! I am
Thank
here
you, brother.
For you, brother!
Yes, brother, you
I
are
am
my
here.
Brother.
I am here for you.
Okay, brother.
Go
now
ahead.
Let's,
the floor is yours. You are more than qualified.
Let me ask you a question. Where is the funeral service going to be for LeBron James tomorrow?
I'm thinking he don't deserve to go out like the great predecessors before him, especially like Kobe, because Kobe was never swept. And, you know, Magic vindicated those who swept him before. And Kareem did the same thing. And Shaq pretty much was never swept. So I'm thinking maybe the city dump.
No, we wouldn't know. Let's give him a healthy funeral.
No, we're going to bury him like a goldfish or a hamster, man.
No, let's give him a healthy funeral. But we need to plan the funeral service for LeBron. Tomorrow, we would like for all the poor honorary pallbearers to identify themselves.
I right here.
We could prepare a very good funeral.
I have two good songs.
We can use "It Is Finished," "The Battle Is Over," and we also can use "When Peace Like a River." And also we will meet him at the Eastern Gate.
What about "I Love L.A." by Randy Newman that we used to play when we win championships?
Well, that we can use.
I want to say something that I said to Naughty yesterday while we talk off camera.
Go ahead.
Let's understand one thing. I never wanted that gentleman, whose name I don't like to call, in L.A. Never wanted him there.
This is true. Purdy's taking the high road on radio, but Purdy has never been a
fan. But my thing about it is, I am a sports fan. I see, I don't like man in no aspect of that word. I am a sports fan, so I am a Laker fan for you. So while I am pretty much in the same realm as you guys in terms of happy that LeBron is losing, it hurts my heart to see my Lakers lose.
Yes.
It hurts my heart to see, you see, I find myself being a Laker fan for 51 years.
Yes.
All right, so it hurts my heart. This is the first time I've ever had a play on my team that I didn't give a crappy. Even as much as I didn't like Karl Malone there.
Yeah.
Even as much as I hated, I don't know if I hated Karl Malone there or this other guy there. At least I can call Karl Malone names. I may have hated this other guy there more. But it still hurts my heart to see this happen to my Lakers. It hurts my heart for Reeves, for D'Lo, for Schroeder, for Ham. It hurts my heart for those for AD and all. It hurts my heart that this brother can come there and disrupt it. I mean, anyway, it hurts my heart. That's all I can say.
Well, brother, I concur. I just don't know why. The man have talent. The man have great talent, and he's very, you know, he's good. He's gifted. But I don't know why can't I be a fan of his. Maybe I need to get saved. Maybe I'm not saved. But let's give him a dignitary funeral service. He need to have a funeral service, and we need to get all the pallbearers, and we need to let him go in peace.
I want the world to know, I didn't start hating, as a man, LeBron James, a philanthropist, and what he's done and everything for the
we
community. We're
talking about in the four lines, Freddie. Within the four lines.
Yes, right. I admire him to the fullest. When it comes to basketball, I didn't like him from before he came out of Akron, Ohio, when they made him King James, and I know the brother who was controlling the NBA at the time was Kobe Bryant. I didn't like it. They were trying to bring this brother in over Kobe, not trying to give Kobe what he deserved, and other players around Kobe, the Carmelo Anthony's and some other players. I didn't like that. I did not like that.
He had a dislike for his basketball prowess
from before he came into the league, and then when he started jumping from ship to ship, no! I'm a loyalist. I tell you, I'm your friend. Trust me, I'm your friend. I've been the Lakers for 51 years.
Kobe said, brother, I will drag Lakers on my back and I'll prove to them that I could win without, you know, jumping ship. So, but let's plan the funeral service. Plan a good, very good funeral service for him and let him know that.
Listen, sign the book for me because I ain't coming to the funeral.
All right,
brother, you got to come to the funeral.
Brother, don't make it last time.
Sign the book for me. I ain't coming to the funeral.
Man, you have to come to the funeral.
We get to the break now and on the flip side of the break. Carla, hang on. We'll pick you up on the flip side of the break. Hey, first time, don't let it be the last time, man. Looking to hear from you soon. We'll get to the other caller on the flip side of the break. All right, as the Monday, May 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, a mastectomy.
When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite fresh coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. With us, confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great price and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Shopping is so rewarding with MyFi. You get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, the Monday, May 22nd edition continues right now. Pretty Backlund on Zoom. Pretty, you there?
All right, yeah, buddy.
All right, all right. Listen, we got a text to chime in. Says, listen, I'm an avid listener, all right? I play trivia most days, but now I'm into the sports. You guys have won me over, the Marlins, the Dolphins, the Hurricanes. Now, I already told the texter, look, man, I'll indulge you with the Hurricanes and the Marlins. The Panthers, the Heat, and the Dolphins is all Pretty.
Why you put the Panthers on me?
But you don't need hockey dude here. I mean, I don't watch hockey. It's too cold. You will watch hockey. I would get this hockey info from you.
I actually got pissed when the North Stars moved to Dallas and this became the Dallas Stars. Yeah. That used to be fun.
There's only one star in Dallas. Not North Stars. He's a really star.
I'm really impressed with what the Panthers are doing in the playoffs. I'm impressed with what they're doing.
They're still going.
They actually, the two Florida teams, the Heat and the Panthers, I think the Panthers are 8th seed as well.
Texter just chiming back in. White hot Heat all day long, Pearly. They giving you the Heat business, I guess. Mr.
No, that's Dolphin. Fine. That's fine. There's no problem.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick because this call has been holding for a minute. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is Anonymous J. How are you?
Anonymous who?
Jay, Anonymous Jay. I'm the first time caller, and I always listen to your show.
But I appreciate it, man. I believe I know this voice. I believe the voice to Anonymous, but anyway, go ahead.
I came to address some false allegations you spewed out your mouth.
What false allegations?
You said Kobe never got swept and didn't ever get swept. Kobe got swept in 2013 from the San Antonio Spurs.
I said never in the Western Conference Finals. He never got swept.
No, man, you said he never got swept.
I said he never got swept in the Western Conference Finals or the Finals. Okay. Like LeBron is about to do. And yet, no, you come on now. Listen, my wife is a Spurs. You think I can make that announcement and I had to live through that?
Yeah, I'm with you. But listen, I am the number one LeBron fan. I totally believe we're going to win in 7. I might sound crazy. You might say I'm a fool, but it's going to happen.
Well, brother, let me tell you, since you think like that, I have not one but two bridges to Paradise Island that I would like to sell to you.
my report. Same story, you know. Said we can win by 14 tonight, by 6, and then and he got. I said, brother, why don't you send me two numbers I could go to Island Lock with, to Island Games with. Two numbers I could go to Island Games with. I would be very happy.
Listen, they are going to win.
Give me two four balls. $5 on Island Games. You got this.
This ain't Golden State. This ain't Cleveland. This ain't Draymond getting kicked out. This ain't none of that.
But if you believe
what you
know,
8:40 is showdown. I'll call back tomorrow.
Make sure I call back tomorrow. And then,
numbers.
As of tomorrow, you can start talking your football name. Who you put for on football? So we can practice.
Well, if I say that, you can grill me because I'm a Miami Dolphin.
See, you see your brother Purdy right there? See,
he's
a
good man. He's a good man. He can't have everything right in life. He's a good man.
You see how fast I worked out for you? You see, now you have a home, all right?
All right, man.
Just leave LeBron on the outside.
Yes, sir. God bless you all, man.
You too, man. Be safe.
Take care, man. Take care.
Yeah, man, pretty. I tell you, boy. But see, more and more of these, you know, people, hey, it is what it is.
Listen. Some people can always have that hope in their heart. And I want my callers to know on one thing. Understand one thing. As I come on the radio and I talk and pull in hard for the Lakers and all that stuff, realistically, I am happy. I am surprised, pleasantly surprised the Lakers got as far as they did. But I always, what is it, rep my team. I go always fight for my team. I go always be hardcore on the radio with the team. But when you realistically look at it, Denver showing us why they're a better team. They're also showing that certain fellas still can't put their egos aside and allow the team to flow. I can't remember the series. I think it might have been the last championship Kobe went. Kobe did not have a great series.
Yeah.
But when Kobe became was a facilitator, he and Sean Powell got the ball. He didn't know that, hey, my shot ain't dropping.
Hold on. But when they were, no. That second time against Boston, the last two games, and that was all Kobe, right?
No. And I didn't say the whole series. I really should say a couple of games. I do apologize. But I'm looking at the comparison, and I know he had a bad couple of games. But before he churched, he was giving the ball up to Powell, giving the ball up to the defense. And like, you know, when I saw a game one where we came all the way back, because you and I spoke, and we had put the baby to bed. We thought the jello was starting to get hard. And when I look, we were down by three. I see this brother coming down with the ball as you watch him take this shot. But please let it drop, because you can take the shot. He took a 24, what, the 3.9, 24 feet?
It was 21 back in the day. I think they moved
whatever
it up to 23.
He took with 3 feet off it. Probably 2 to 3 feet off it. And I saw that clunkety-clunk. I was like, oh, man. If we had time to go through the play, go through progressions, go to run a play, and maybe hit someone who was wide open.
All right.
But no, he took the shot.
I got to recognize a text, probably because Kobe owns this. It could be, you know, just a Laker hater in general. But yes, I stand to be corrected. Kobe actually was swept one time in the Western Conference Finals by the Utah Jazz. And if I'm not mistaken, that was that rookie campaign when he shot the air balls, if I'm not mistaken. And then he got defeated by the Spurs in the semis and the Mavs in the semis. And they were sweeps, 99 and 2011. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, Kobe was 5-2 in the finals. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, Kobe won three with the Lakers, had a down period, took him to three more finals, and won two out of the three. All right? So his pedigree does not need to be questioned. LeBron, what has LeBron done since that 3-1 comeback? Nothing. Nada. The bubble championship, and let's be real, you could easily say that bubble championship was just as much AD and contributing players as it was him.
I feel if he had continued playing the role that he was playing throughout, the Lakers may have been down 2-1, may have been up 2-1. You never know. You never, never know.
But clear cut, the first two losses in this series was on LeBron. You don't go away from a hot man in Austin Reeves.
Remember now, the second loss, AD only got a few points as well. AD didn't do a lot. I just took the game one, and as far as I'm concerned, the shots, the ill-advised shots he took in game, he hit the first game three.
But hold on.
He hit the first three-pointer. He come back, hit another three-pointer. He come back, clunk another one.
Been known to put their teammates on their back when their teammates are struggling?
The greats also know to recognize when my shot ain't dropping, let the next person hit it. And Jimmy Butler's demonstrating that right now. Come on my back, I can ride you. But when I see the kid open, let me give it to him, and I have faith that he wins it. I have faith that he can hit the jump shot, bang. And he keeps throwing them out the faith that he hit the jump shot. So they responding.
But guess what?
Get one thing straight. Milwaukee was a better team than Miami, even though they had an injury. But Miami outplayed them. The Knicks You could arguably say the Knicks had a better team, too, in terms of on
paper. And Miami outplayed them.
And you can't tell me that the Heat has a better team on paper than Boston.
No,
but they're outplaying them and outcoaching them.
And that's sometimes all that you need.
The Heat by far, better coach. I get that straight. Far better coach. But I don't think the roster is a better roster.
Right outside set, Spoelstra?
I don't think there's an outside roster. I mean, I don't think the Heat have a better roster than Boston. But they're outplaying them. They're outthinking them. They're out. Heart. They got more heart than them. They took their heart. They might as well overtake everything, but like I said, everything but their lunch money. So the Heat is outplaying them. So yes, right now the Heat is the better team.
Well, we got Nick Wright on the final 10. He's going to touch a little bit on that, but more on the Lakers and the Nuggets. And listen, I want you all to know something. You can't take away nothing from Jokic, and you can't take nothing away from Murray. Murray played lights out. And what did I tell you? You never let a shooter like him get hot. You let him get hot,
Mr. came on and said the Joker made a joke. Joker did what I thought he would do, and I thought the Lakers did a decent job of containing him, not stopping him, because you can't stop him. Murray is the one who's killing the Lakers. Murray has gotten off on the Lakers. Him and Bruce, whatever that guy, Bruce, I can't remember his last name.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Buddy, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on?
Buddy, I don't want to sign you and your sidekick or whatever you
want to
call him.
My co-host, man. He no sidekick.
I'm much bigger than him. I can't be a side. I'm much bigger than him.
And you keep calling him sidekick, you might get kicking your side, you know?
What about
Monty's
Robin? It's your show.
Well, however that works. I think more like Starsky and Hutch, you know what I mean?
Okay, no problem. But I don't understand you guys. I mean, I enjoy your show and all that sort of stuff. But when you're talking bad with the Lakers and then talking bad with Kobe and all that sort of stuff.
Hold on, no. Wait a minute. You never heard me talk bad about Kobe. I can't let you say that.
Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
Talk about with LeBron.
Thank you. Yes, guilty as charged.
Everybody in this league, again, needs a side kick or side hustle, whatever you want to call it. Okay? LeBron is down in age. As Jordan played his amount of games and it's like that, no. As Kobe played his amount of games and it's like that, no. And LeBron needs a supporting cast. And if KD ain't doing it, you can't blame LeBron. Why are you blaming LeBron?
Okay, hold on a second. No. Wait a minute.
Let me get this one, Naughty, please. Go ahead. You're missing this one. I'm saying shots LeBron. If LeBron continued with, LeBron did what he did in the Memphis series, in the Golden State series, and early in the first couple of games and be the facilitator, play the role, play the game together, play and let the team play, we would have done better. Because that team went 28-5, I think, or something. I can't remember. Don't quote me the number. But the team went a very big winning record when LeBron was out. And they played with chemistry when LeBron was out. All I'm saying is LeBron tried to take over. And if he up in age, he has to understand as the great, where you go as taking your team on the back. It don't necessarily mean you taking the shots. It could be making sure someone else gets the shots. And that's what he's not doing. That's what I'm saying.
But I agree on that. All or nothing. I agree with that because I remember when Boston or Chicago, you know, how they won their sixth championship. Some of the shots that Jordan took were violated. And then Ball, the double or the triple game. And then he dissed the ball to Stockton and them other fellas. The Sings.
Greg,
the which is excellent. I do agree with you on that point. I do agree with you on that point. And it's just sometimes coaching because the coaching got to control the coach has to control the gate, Jordan. I mean, LeBron.
Ain't no coach can tell Magic Johnson what to do. Ain't no coach can tell LeBron James. He can tell you this to play, but LeBron James can do what he want to.
Now.
And that's what the superstars do.
Call him.
I braid all of them.
My question to you was, you say the Lakers don't have a bench? And you say that you can't blame LeBron for that? Listen. The reason why we had no bench and no draft picks is LeBron trying to play GM.
I agree. The Westbrook fiasco with
all the mellow and that foolishness last year. So you got to thank Jesus for Rob Pelinka right now, getting them the pieces that they got in order to get them where they need to be. So that's why I would blame him too.
That same team there is a top four team in the full regular season. That same team right there is a top four team in the regular season.
Right, with chemistry. But caller, I appreciate you calling. We got to get to the break. I appreciate you calling. Don't be the last time.
No problem, buddy. All the best.
Same way to you, all right, bro? All right, so we're going to get to the break because we got Nick Wright taking us home today. And that, guess what? Nick Wright got some interesting taste. And you know one of the biggest bronsexuals ever, Frizz. I mean, I think they might have made the term up after him. So we're going to get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll wrap it up real quick, Pearly. And we, as a matter of fact, we go into the break and then into that. Madam Producer, we got time to wrap up. Because, you know, me and Pearly, we versatile and versatile. We could wrap this however you need it to be wrapped.
Not a problem.
All right, so we're going to wrap up now, Pearly. Madam Producer going to take us to the break. The commercial's going to play, and then we're going to get into Nick Wright to take us home. And
all right,
we'll do it again tomorrow. And listen, you know, you know, brother, I still a Laker. But if we get swept, you know what I calling for, right? You know what I calling for, right?
I know you're calling for, but the Lakers can win tonight. That's it. I believe that. I just believe they can win tonight. I don't think they can.
You don't even believe you said it, but you're doing it to be good. I appreciate you, Pearly. I appreciate you, Will Bourne. I appreciate you.
You know, I had my two fingers, my nose, my toes, my eyes, my heart, everything crossed while I was saying that, right?
I done that hashtag C, and I'll finish the rest after the game tonight. LeBron got to be gone.
I got. Well, we'll see.
All right, man. And all good stuff.
You know, my biggest concern is I'm really concerned about my daughters, my two best players, my two best pitchers out.
But you're ready to slap me, so we got to make this happen.
Okay, baby girl. All right.
You know how she goes. She'll slap you next time she sees you, too. She don't like the Dolphins neither, and that's why she all right with me. Bye. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
A 4x100-meter debut?
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas game's coming July 7th to July 15th, and Grandbahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info at thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus, for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to a live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
people, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
It's right.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh, no. Despite Darvin Ham telling the world, we'll be fine, trust me. Remember, Rui Hachimura can shut down the two-time MVP. And our own Nick Wright saying he had, quote, boundless optimism. Wait for a few beats. Boundless. It turns out the Lakers are now down 3-0. In the latest train wreck for the league's best defensive team, Jamal Murray scored 30 first half points, and then Joker scored 15 in the fourth to pull away. So, Nick, why is this happening, besides your misplaced enthusiasm?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. Obviously, the first and most obvious one is Brew finally picked up. And, I mean, even the Lakers, even the GOAT, can't overcome the curse of Broussard. I should have known it. I should have tried to convince him not to. But alas, they weren't. It was too much. Listen, I was wrong, America. Now, was I wrong about the series? We'll find out tonight or Wednesday or at some point if and when the Nuggets win the fourth game. But even, no matter what happens over the next week, my analysis after game one and going into the series was incorrect. Because the reason I had that boundless optimism was I thought the Lakers would be able to do throughout the series what they did in game one, which is score with great ease at any time. And I didn't think the Nuggets were going to score 130 a night. Half of that was correct. The first half, the most important part, was dead wrong. The Nuggets have been far better in the clutch. They have been the more resilient team. They look like the fresher team. And they, and this is not, I am not putting this at the doorstep of Darvin Ham. This is a compliment to the Nuggets head coach, not an indictment on the Lakers head coach. The Nuggets instantly recognized, oh, the D'Angelo Russell situation is a disaster for the Lakers. And I think manipulated like the Lakers into leaning into it. I do not think it was coincidental that immediately after game one, Mike Malone's like, that's an interesting storyline. Are they going to play him or not? And Bruce Brown talked about it, almost daring the Lakers, keep him on the court, knowing that D'Angelo's a guy that can get temperamental, that up and down, and also knowing, and we can show it to you quickly, this, that when D'Angelo's on the court, the Lakers are annihilated, and in the 65 minutes he's off the court, they have won resoundingly. Now, to be clear, Brew, I am not saying you take D'Angelo Russell off and the Lakers are leading this series, but I think it would be 2-1 potentially, not 3-0. So a lot of reasons, most notably, I think, is that matchup and the fact that the Lakers are wearing down at the end of these games for a reason that I can get into briefly. That's why they're down 0-3. And, of course, because you picked them. Which
let me address me picking them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Obviously, I drop what cogent analysis. You were going to say, who knows what you're going to say. No. But anyway, I knew deep down inside that this was going to happen.
Well, then why did you pick them?
Because as the analyst, I could see that Denver was the better team.
You could tell after game one. What did I say?
When I came on here before the series and said, I'm picking the Lakers, I said, I've grown tired of betting against LeBron.
But that was more feeling.
That was more heart.
I was at LeBron's first game. It was heart.
All right. Okay. I covered that for the New York Times. But I knew. I always knew. All right. But here's why I knew. Because Denver, and I think Nick will admit.
Even though he tried to put it all on D'Angelo Russell. No, I didn't put it all
he
on D'Angelo
He comes up here and puts it all on D'Lo.
No, I was not trying, to be clear, 80%. I was not trying to do that. No, I think it's the biggest issue in the Lakers lineup, but the Nuggets have been better.
Okay.
The Nuggets have been the better team. But
the Lakers are a very good team, obviously, right? But for as good as they are, they have beaten up on some broken teams. Teams that just weren't as balanced. Memphis, obviously, was all interior, driving to the paint. No three-point shooting for the most part. Golden State was all perimeter. You're afraid to freaking shoot the ball at the rim because of Anthony Davis. So they're shooting all threes. Denver, of course, is balanced. They got Jokic inside. They've got great three-point shooting. And they have made minced meat out of this league best defense, supposedly. But also, the teams the Lakers beat were broken. Memphis was broken physically because of Steven Adams, Brandon Clark are out, and emotionally because of the whole Ja Morant thing. Golden State was broken emotionally because, as you said, a lot of the season, I I mean, they all admitted it.
Hold
after.
On, Brew.
Denied it?
Wait, Brew.
But when the head coach Steve Kerr and Draymond Green come out and say, and Jordan Poole for that matter, that the punch did it, I'm going to believe.
Hold on a second, though. I haven't even gotten
to my main point.
Okay, well, let me just respond to it quickly. This is the definition of revisionist history.
No.
You picked the Warriors to win the title knowing the punch.
No. I'm not taking back my pick if you can do that. I'm just saying those teams were limited.
Well,
this team is a balanced team that is whole emotionally as well. Like, they've been healthy all year. They believe in themselves. They're welcome. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
I didn't pick those. But also, here's the graphic that shows how dominant the Nuggets have been. Look at this, shooting freaking 50% against the Lakers for the series. 41 from three. You're not beating anybody that's shooting 41% from three unless you're shooting that yourself. And then the offensive rating, Nick, and you might know this, 124.1. Yes, Sacramento had the all-time best this year, which was 119. And then the points per game, 119 would have been second in the league this season. They are destroying the Lakers' main strength, which is defense.
That's correct. Go ahead, Wiles. But before we move on, I want to add something else. But you go ahead.
Well, what about Rui Hachimura? I heard after game one,
he was.
Darvin Ham's like, don't worry, we're fine. Trust me. And he's had no answer. And I think Mike Malone took offense to that. It's like, what? I feel like there's a level of disrespect for Denver. Even this question a little bit, like they came after the media, after like, hey, even when we win, you guys talk about the Lakers. And I'm like, no, we don't. Biggest reason the Lakers are down 0-3. I just feel like the Nuggets have been disrespected
by everyone
except old KW.
Okay, I agree with you that the Nuggets have been an afterthought for much of the media. And when we have said all year the West is wide open, it was in large part because the number one seed with the two-time MVP most did not fully believe in. No one on this show said Rui Hachimura. In fact, we made a point to say that neither one of us thought Rui Hachimura had solved Nikola Jokic. It was an interesting wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
I would say since game one, Nikola Jokic is not the reason the Lakers have lost the last two games. He's been good or very good in each of those games. But Jamal Murray's performance in the fourth quarter of game two and in the first half of game three is what killed him. But can I just revisit one other thing that I...